Okay, welcome to the Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting.
Okay, this is not a formal meeting, it is a committee meeting of the Park Board.
So, I call the August 7th, 2018 Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Great, it is 7:02. Member Boren?
Yes.
Member Brooks?
Yes.
Member Ludden?
Yes.
Chair Underdonk?
Here.
All right.
Okay. Okay, the next part is matters from the public. This is a time where we take public comment. We do take public comment on anything except comments related to Old Green Bay linear parks, and we'll hear that after the presentation. I think a lot of you are here for the presentation, so just like us, we haven't had a chance to look at it. We would like to have your input. It's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we'll take input under advisement. Limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Anyone have anything other than Old Green Bay? No. Okay.
Actually, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on.
Hey, I'm Betsy Leeson. I'm 340 East Lake Street, and I just want to thank you guys again for the support and the work that the Park District has done to help make SOSA a success. You've been stellar. I can't say enough positive things, especially about Chris over there. It's been just unbelievably wonderful. Thank you.
Good job, Chris.
That's a good use of your 3 minutes.
I'll take that.
Okay. Okay, then. We'll talk about the design review for Old Green Bay Linear Parks. Lisa will introduce John McManus of Altamanu, who will give a formal presentation.
Excellent. First, I want to go over just a little bit, because we have a lot of new faces in the audience, to kind of go over the process of how we got to today's meeting. So tonight's going to be the first review of the Old Green Bay Linear Park. So give you an overview of the process. The Park District completed a comprehensive master plan, which indicated improvements throughout our district. And one of the top things in our master plan was enhancing our walking trails, open space playgrounds. So whenever we consider park improvements, we always refer back to our master plan, which included a comprehensive assessment of the community of what they wanted. So in 2017, just like every year, the board discusses their capital projects for the next year, and we do a three-year forecast of what they think they'll want to work on. So the board added to the comprehensive master plan Lincoln and Crescent Playground, which is at the end of its useful life, which is the playground along these parks, and they asked us to look into a possibility of a linear park system and maybe some other ideas for this park. So then the board met, the board committee, this committee right here, at two occasions, and they were open to the public, visioning sessions is what we call them, without our architects, to kind of really go over some ideas they would have for Old Green Bay Parks before we turned it over to our architects. Those meetings were held in April and in June, and those minutes of those meetings are available on our website, so you can always refer to them. Just go to our transparency portal, and you can see all the ideas they had in the visioning sessions. And then in June 2018, the Board of Commissioners approved agreement with Altamanu to develop the first draft, which we're looking at today, so that the board can, you know, could take the ideas under consideration and get community input. Hence why we did those community input signs throughout the town. Our team, who's right here today, is Josephine, John, and Jerry, right there in the front seat. They're in the hot seat today. They're our very creative team, and we always task Altamanu to look very creatively at the system and do something that the community would want and take pride in. So the scope of this concept plan, it's a linear park system along Old Green Bay. Hey, Bob, you can come on up if you want. We're going to put him on the hot seat right away. Bob's our new commissioner. It's our linear park system from Old Green Bay Road, from Maple Hill to Park Avenue. So that's that whole line. The board directs the staff and the architects to develop options for the different amenities discussed during the visioning sessions. That, again, could be discussed and vetted today in the community. We ask that you hold all comments and questions till the end of the presentation. They're going to go through the whole presentation, and at the end, the board can ask any questions, and then we'll turn over to our community members to ask any questions or concerns or whatever you would like to add to the process at that time. So that's all I have. Now I'm going to turn it over to you.
So are we going down this road again or what? We'll be one for one here.
Trish, can you help? Because I can't help.
You know, it's a new
version. I'm too old to help.
It's a new version.
Is it PowerPoint?
Yeah.
It's a
PDF.
Do I need
PowerPoint?
Yeah, I can do PowerPoint.
That's what we did last time.
Chris, you might as well sit in the chair right there.
Yeah.
He can put a spot.
We come across them later apart from the fantastic trees.
Now, the oaks we have to be careful with are here. Red oaks, swamp white, and white oak, a lot of white oak. And we'll have directional and informational signage along the trail. And remember that Glencoe started, sorry, blocking your route, sorry about that. Glencoe began in the 1830s with an inn, a stagecoach inn along the Old Green Bay Trail. And we'll have benches, and swinging benches, and bike assists, but don't want to go into total detail. Sorry, do I tell you what to get?
I'm curious about the size of the roof.
Although that's just about the bike stuff. It's not about the width of the path. The path would be 10 feet.
10 feet.
Correct. And people have also talked about this, adding outdoor exercise paths for all generations. So it's not just for one age group, but you know, you can go out with your grandkids and have a good time. And they can be placed along the trail. So, Lisa talked about the size of this. It's 0.53 miles. That's 2,800 feet approximately. This is really long. It's more than 7.5 football fields. Five separate parks with six road crossings. You can see it here. Each one has its own distinct character. View sheds, settings, spatial relationships. Six road crossings, a playground, Fest Park, our best memorials, various gardens, historic artifacts, priceless trees. And there's issues with each piece of the park, our parks, but drainage is a main one, and then relationship to residences. I'll go straight into drainage. Okay, they're pushing it up here, but you can hopefully easily read the ravines. And our site, here I might just walk, our site is here, but you can see how the ravines feed from it. And Green Bay and the railroad actually block a lot of the drainage pattern through the area. So now we're switching northwards to the left. So we've got two major arterial nodes, the Northern Gateway and the Downtown Gateway. And then the effect of the rail line is that all the roads terminate. They can't cross. So that concentrates, particularly at the northern end, traffic onto the Maple Hill Road. And then connections to Sheridan, obviously Park goes through, but Maple is a very important connection, particularly this way. And people also skip by Green Bay would use either of those roads, as you know. So to try and get an analog of this scale, we decided to break it up by block and give each piece a name that for us worked to help us remember what was going on. So we chose the Downtown Gateway, we called it the Quad, I'll show you why later. It's got the Dutch Memorial, Display Gardens, Great Oaks, and Elms, and Lisa's gazebo. The next one is the sculpture garden with the breakwater sculpture and mature oaks and elms. Lincoln and Crescent, some people want to call it the Versailles field, but we weren't that brave, so we stuck with Lincoln and Crescent. We've got playground topography really comes into play here, the head of a ravine and also open and sunken field. Then meadow, wet habitat, volunteer growth of open meadow. The northern woodland we're calling that maple. It's got beautiful trees and again wet. And then we have an open field up there, but we've also got the northern entryway to the system. Okay, so obviously it's only half of the system, and there's lots to the south. This is plenty for the moment. To put it sort of conceptually, I don't know if this will help or not, imagine that's Maple Hill, but then you've got Park Avenue. And most people travel along the road. And what we want to do is to make a diagram that looks more like this. And it's not interest, it's a little strange. But the idea is almost like a river. But you cycle along or run along, and there are nodes, there are events, all different sorts of events that you can stop at with your family or travel to to enjoy something, something different. So we'll start with quality. And this is downtown. You recognize it? Yeah. You all know where we are? Okay, so this is Park Avenue here and the Metro station. Josie came up with the name the quad because it's like the quad, the way desire lines go across a university quad. And you can see these yellow lines show you some of those desire lines that go to the station and to the downtown. And this one over here was made into a proper pathway a few years ago. The one on the north side starts here at Beach Road and then travels by those beautiful oaks and then leads you to this strange curve cut with no destination in mind, it looks like. Most people actually go over there and then downtown or go straight across the street station. So it's an issue for the village. It's a little unusual. We watch people using it. And they all, the ones we saw all did the same thing. They came up diagonal, walked straight across the road, didn't watch anything, had headphones on, and headed downtown. It's got practical recreation with basketball, but there's a strong core to the community and sort of a sacred element to this. Because you've got a major gateway, you've got the Vets Memorial, you've got a major church, you've got Lisa's Gazebo, you've got gardens, you've got a community gathering space, and you've got an historic link that brought the downtown or linked the downtown to the Lakefront Park. So that's all happening in just this little piece of park, which makes it very important. And you've also got fantastic oaks and elms. Okay, so the scope, our scope starts north of the park. So we're going to have a look at that. As you approach this intersection, there are beautiful walls of planting, but the scale is small. It's very massive. You can hardly see it if you get up close. So we're going to go towards these stone walls of the Vets Memorial. Okay. There's no curtains or nothing, no way.
Yeah.
There are suggesting. Opening it up, expanding it, and opening a tourist community. So we found something visual on Old Green Bay. And there in front of it is the trail. And we add, at the moment it's not ADA accessible, so we add a ramp going from the park up to that. This is behind the walls. The walls we just saw are over here. The church is over there, so a small ramp leading up. Here's Josie up on the memorial, and this is the sort of look we like. So as it says, they're accessible and being done. There's a rose garden that the deer really love. It's more nervous for them. Very, very hard for staff to maintain, and it's along the northern design line. You can see the four things are, they're in pain, should be kind to them, none of their misery. You could replace them, or not at all, but deer are so hot, their burdens are dominant, so you could do a nice garden of understory shrubs. So this is the plan. This is to create a gateway over here, which is part of this larger gateway you're already, it already exists, except that there's nothing here. So you go in here, here's the Vets Memorial with a ramp here, ADA ramp. The wall is there for looking out on the street. And you cross the desire line, but we have to make a desire line out in the field rather than on a drawing because we want to place it correctly according to those oaks. There's an existing arboretum. If you go in here, all the trees are flowers. They're all identified by the botanical garden. And the shape of the crossing is something we use. It's the way, instead of putting out straight lines, we put a curve on it because that's really the way people use it. Okay, the next one is sculpture garden. So you arrive here, and you're looking at some of the best trees along Old Green Bay. So this is how people think about oaks. That's probably more accurate. But 90% of the root biomass is located in the upper 2 feet. And if you look up there, those roots spread out 800 feet. So this image with these deep roots isn't correct. So we don't want to go straight through them. And we thought it's up here to swing the path to the east. And here's Josie, we did this many times. As you can see, it's not wonderful changing our clothes there. And then you get to this place, like which way to go. So we decided to go right, the other trees, a support trees, and that brings you back to the next intersection. Wait to talk. It's killing it. Not to make a comment. Don't worry, we'll get you. The other one is to hub. So we got two schemes. One to do that, but it sweeps way over to the east. The second one is to hub the sculpture.
Sculpture is in the memorial to the church. It's like the gazebo.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of history. I think a lot of meaning.
God, is your proposal that one of the two paths?
One of the two, yeah. But we think it's for people like you to decide. If we went through here, we think we should add something called root aeration method to preserve the roots. This is an example of Jerry Olsman. We worked on this project to save that elm. We were going to build a plaza on top of it. So what you do is you blow out the earth until you've just got the roots, then you pack gravel around them. You put geotech on top of them, a stabilizing blanket, and you can literally build it on top of them. That tree's still there. So there are various things we can do. You can see it on the right, blowing out the soil. We also think you could add sculpture to that section, but nothing too garish, these just small suggestions. You could also rotate sculptures, that's Harwood. And that's just Joseph City, just maybe some seating over time that fits in with the sculpture concept. And another thing we're suggesting that shouldn't be too much maintenance for this is adding spring ephemerals, bulbs, that grow in spring at your display, and then he comes along and they're not blooming anymore, and he cut his grass and then with it. And we did this at Mills, it's very successful. In this case, it's Siberian squill, which we wouldn't use, we'd use maple. So there it is. So there are two paths. Here's the sculpture. You can go like that in the loop, or head in amongst the trees, and have various places for sculpture placed under the trees, and the possibility to swing benches. So the next one, Lincoln and Crescent. So we've got a lot going on here. This is where the ravines really play in. It's very wet here. You can see there's a series of that come up to bring that. They're very wet. So we start with Lincoln Dennis.